Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. How will a local artist from Arizona react when faced with the complications of murder and intrigue during her art commissions? Well, find out how Kiro Logan solves one mystery after another with Joan Andrews' series of gripping tales, The Kiro Logan Mysteries, Homicide in Bronze, Painted Death, and Portrait of Deceit. Joan Andrews is a long and outstanding active member of the creative world. Art has been a lifelong pursuit. She started drawing at a young age. Joan has created numerous bronze sculptures, ceramic sculptures, weavings, watercolor paintings, as well as oil paintings that are mesmerizing and award-winning. While living in Washington, D.C., she served as CNN's courtroom sketch artist. She presently lives a wonderful, fulfilling life in Sedona, Arizona. Joan Andrews, author of the Kiro Logan Mysteries, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Joan. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
What an impressive background. And we'll be talking specifically about the Kiro Logan Mysteries, and people just love these, receiving rave reviews. But I mentioned all of the art in your background. Why did you start writing?
Well, I had essential tremor, and it only gets worse as time goes by. So it got to the point where I had to hold the paintbrush with two hands, and that didn't work. So I thought, I've always liked words, and I've always read mysteries, so I decided to put the two together, and that's how I began writing.
You know, it's interesting because in reading, I would think this was one of the first skills that you had. You are really so good at it. You're very comfortable writing and telling stories, aren't you?
Yes, I enjoy them very much. I can go into my background and find the places for the problems, and then I've looked around as I've worked, and I found all kinds of problem areas that people could get in trouble with, especially in the foundry.
Well, yeah, and we'll talk about that during the course of the conversation on the three books, Homicide in Bronze, Painted Death, and Portrait of Deceit. You'll find all the information, the books available at Amazon at jcandrew.com. You can link on to Joan's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You really created this character, Kiro Logan, that really resonates well in the Kiro Logan Mysteries. Talk about when you started writing, once you made that decision to write, how did you come up? What was the inspiration for doing mystery stories told through the eyes of Kiro Logan?
Well, I think Kiro Logan is probably partly me, but I wanted to use a different name, certainly. I just went into my background, and my first book was Painted Death, and I'd been up in Alaska helping another lady in her art store. And Alaska is such an interesting place. There must have been places to put bodies. So I hunted for places to put bodies, and then I just went on from there.
That's interesting. I love how we'll tell similar stories. You'll tell similar stories for all of the books, that it reflects sort of what you've seen, you've observed during your life. And that's the main story in Painted Death. And this really came out of your love of Alaska. This is an area that you really enjoyed, didn't you?
Oh, yes. It's so alive with animals and the people. You think of people living in Alaska is having boring lives, but they're not boring in the slightest. I took helicopter rides. I worked at a water museum, or whatever you call it, telling people to only touch the animals with two fingers. I mean, it's just a very fascinating place. And then I went to the trash dump one time, and I said, I need a place to put bodies. Do you have a place here? And he looked at me and he said, no, I don't.
And followed home by the local detective from the police department there wondering.
He just had a lot of doubts about me.
With us on the program is Joan Andrews, author of the Kiro Logan Mysteries, talking specifically about the first book, which is Painted Death, the others in the series, Portrait of Deceit and Homicide in Bronze. In this first book, you've got an officer there, and you mentioned that this sort of reflects a situation that happened in Sedona. So you're sort of combining what the background of Alaska with present-day Sedona.
Well, I had a friend that was having legal problems, and the police were very unkind to her. So I thought, why should the policeman be in Alaska be so nice? And so I just used him instead.
You know, and you talk about some of the experiences in Alaska that what you talk about the glacier spawning fish, moose, bears. I mean, there's so much of that, which makes it, it gives us a whole new element as we're reading the book, Painted Death. Before we talk about all the others, let's go back just for a second with Kira. Talk about creating that character and who she is as a person, because she's like the key through all of these stories that you've written. Talk about Kira.
Well, I can't say that she solves all the mysteries, but she's there when the mysteries are solved, and she reacts to them. I myself don't go out and solve mysteries, so writing about Kira, I just tried to make her sort of a person that took the story along. And she's a person that's been teaching art and had a lot of experience and a lot of different experiences. Most artists seem to stick with one medium, and I've been in all kinds of them, and that's why my books have the variety, because Kira can do anything.
Well, yes, again, reflecting who you are, as I was mentioning, all of your credentials as we started the program, basically any art form, and Joan has participated in that, and then we see that in Kira as well. The first book is Painted Death. Again, the books are available at Amazon.com, jcandrew.com, Joan Andrew, the author. Let's go on to Homicide in Bronze. This is interesting, and you touched on the Foundry a few minutes ago. Talk about the role of the Foundry in this book.
Well, the Foundry is a very mechanical place, and it has a lot of big equipment that when people wander in and see what they're doing, you know, they think it's an amazing place, and I did too. They're equipped to pick up heavy sculptures, and it takes a lot of people to make one piece of sculpture. It's not as though you paint it and one person paints it and they're done. A sculpture takes a whole village, as I say. And so the foundry that I described in the book is sort of like a foundry up here in Prescott. But I've worked in several foundries, and it's a fascinating place.
Yeah, with the equipment and everything there, and you do a nice job of painting that picture. Talk about living in New Mexico. We talked about the influence of Alaska. You lived for, what, several years in New Mexico as well?
About 5 years, and that's when I began my sculpture. That's when I began working in clay. It was the most impressive place I've ever lived, and I was inspired to paint, and I just sort of really grew as an artist while I was in Taos, and I loved the place, but it was windy and dry, and finally, after 5 years, I said, I'm leaving.
You've got all your notes you need for a book. You didn't realize you were going to do a book at the time, but you've got everything you need. You're out of there and relocated somewhere else. This is one of the books that you have Kira as a protagonist. Talk about her in that role.
Well, she's there to do two large sculptures of doctors that founded the hospital there. And so this is the story of her trying to do the sculptures and of other people trying to break into the foundry and destroy her work because they thought that they had been badly treated by the family of the doctors. I don't know.
Yeah, and you said that you could relate to that. You put all this work into a sculpture and have somebody come try to destroy this. So once again, the sensibilities that we read about in the book, Homicide in Bronze, really comes from your experiences.
It's easy to damage a sculpture until it's turned into bronze. It's done in a fairly soft clay, and people can come in and one day her tools are stolen, but several times sculpture itself is damaged, and she can fix it fairly fast, but it's just more work, and it seems like a senseless destruction. And anybody that's ever built something or been proud of what they've done would understand Kira's frustration with having people come in and just, for no reason that she knows of, destroy her work.
That's discussed in book two. These are the Kira Logan Mysteries. Book one, we talked about Painted Death. The book we're talking about now is Homicide in Bronze. That leads us to book number three. This goes back to your love of painting. This is Portrait of Deceit. Talk about the background of this book.
Well, I've never done really official portraits, but I have done a lot of portraits. And when I worked for CNN, I drew thousands of faces because I was often at the Senate. And they wanted five or six drawings a day. So I did a lot of faces. So Portrait of Deceit is really, it's more about a woman that's abused and how she feels about it and what her choices are. And finally, what she does about it.
It's an important story that you're telling within a story. And does this go back to New Mexico, where I believe you were a volunteer at a Battered Women Project there?
Yeah, they call it Battered Women's Project. I think they changed the name now. But I would go with the women to the legal places or help them find a place to stay for the night. And their situations are so awful. And I did some research for this book, and I tried to put a lot of what I learned into the book, but I felt so sorry for the lady, and her choices were very limited, and it turned out her daughter was being abused too, which makes it even harder for for mothers.
Is there a subtext or basic idea in each of your books, sort of a common thread type of theme?
Well, the first one, Painted Death, was to do with drugs, because the lady I was staying with said that drugs are such a problem all throughout Alaska, and I had never thought of drugs as being a problem up there. I guess drugs only are, but they're all over the place, and there was problems of how they get into the towns and how they get spread. And she said, you know, a lot of the mothers don't even know what the kids are up to. But I guess the drugs are a real problem. In Homicide in Bronze, it was a lady thinking that she'd been badly treated by the family. She said that one of the founding doctors had impregnated her great-grandmother, I think. And so she was trying to get back and get revenge for that. And then Portrait of Deceit was, of course, about abused women. And I, having been active at that in New Mexico, I felt very strongly about it.
With us on the program is Joan Andrew. She is the author of the Kira Logan Mysteries, Homicide in Bronze, Painted Death, Portrait of Deceit. They're available, of course, at Amazon. Information, and you can order by going to Joan's website, jcandrew.com. All of that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Are you working on any more in the Kira Logan series?
Yes, I have one more going. It's the last critique, and she's at a workshop. She's a teacher at her workshop. And, of course, she does a critique after every day when they're out painting to help the people understand, you know, what they can do or things they can do differently. And of course, somebody dies there. And
yes.
I never thought I'd be writing books about people being killed, but I've read so many that I can't write a book without somebody dying.
That will be out. When do you think that'll be out? How close are you to publishing that?
Probably next year.
Okay.
I hope this year, but things are coming up that make it next year.
Well, we'll look forward to that. The first three in the series are out. How has this experience been? You mentioned sort of shifting into writing out of necessity. What has the writing process been like for you? And compare it to some of the other disciplines, the arts that you've been involved in.
Well, I like doing art. It was a way of sort of holding on to the world for me, I think. I see things that I think are beautiful or that mean something to me, and I painted it. When I could no longer do that, and I still dream about taking art classes, I really miss it. But I found that I enjoyed writing. I liked the words. One thing I'd always wanted was an dictionary that I never got. Somehow, where words come from and how they're used has fascinated me. So writing has just been a natural change for me. And I'm still writing in the art world. So what more could a girl...
That's right. You've got the best of all the worlds out there. And it is interesting. You will hear a word, and I go through this, and I wonder, where did that come from? And who decided that word was proper? You hear somebody else use a word that's not really accepted, and you wonder, why is that not accepted? Irregardless, who said that you can't do that? Where all of these rules come from? So it's fascinating what you can do and you can't do with words. A couple minutes left in the program. The writing process, it takes discipline, and you've learned discipline in everything that you've done. Do you do like an extensive outline and then go back and follow that outline in writing the book, or does it sort of evolve as you're going through the process?
It's a combination of both. I know where Kira is going to be working, and I know what's going to happen, but getting her there is a challenge. And I will go by and I'll put, you know, chapter one, chapter two, and usually I write down after I've written it what happened, so I see that there's a progression. But this new book of mine is, I've got some other people, the secondary characters, and they need to say more, and they're not coming alive for me yet, so I still have to work on that.
Interesting. Just let it set for a little bit and then go back and work on it. When you were doing a sculpture, when you're doing a painting, and again, I'll use that same basic question. Do you know pretty much where you're going to go? And it just sort of, I have this visualized, I'm going to now create that art. Or do you get involved in it and go, you know, I need to change this, and this color really isn't working like I thought it was going to? Is there a lot of flexibility to what you do?
It depends on the painting, like the one behind me. It just sort of grew. I didn't think about it too much. I sort of know the shapes I want, and after that, I just throw the paint at it until it works.
Until you have something that's, if it's pleasing to you, it's going to be pleasing to everybody else. And if you see the YouTube version of this, you'll see exactly what Joan is talking about, some of the artwork that's in the background. Joan Andrews, our guest, talking about the Kira Logan Mysteries, three now available, Homicide in Bronze, Painted Death, and Portrait of Deceit, a final one, probably out sometime next year. All the information on the book, of course, the books at Amazon. You'll find it at Joan's website, jcandrew.com. Good information there as well. You can link on, of course, directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Joan, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Look forward to the fourth in the series, and hopefully we can chat on the book when it comes out at that time. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's been great having Joan Andrew with us, the author of the Kira Logan Mysteries, Homicide in Bronze, Painted Death, Portrait of Deceit. Information at Amazon and, of course, Joan's website, jcandrew.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.